You're listening to That Damn Indian Show on Talk Jive Radio. I'm Kelly, and thank you so much for tuning in. This is a production of the Institute for Native Arts and Media, and we are so proud of that. And we've got some things going on in the works coming up, so very, very exciting times here at Talk Jive, at the Weed University, and, of course, at the Institute for Native Arts and Media. So thank you for hanging out with me and this segment. It is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to be Indian. And, you know, it's Oklahoma, and the weather's always trying to kill us, as usual. So we still have that to look forward to. OU and Texas did, as a matter of fact, jump to the SEC. And so there's that. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know how I feel about it. So there you go. On one hand, I want to say, we're not going to win the conference championships like we are. We're not going to win like we are. Even the years that we do beat Bama, that we do beat Georgia, like, that's a really tough conference. But on the other hand, the Sooner fanatic in me says, you know what, we'll play anyone, anytime, any place. So, and it's going to make a diff in our recruiting. And, of course, O-State is like, well, they're getting offers from the Big 12 and or the Big 10 and the Pac-12. And, like, no offense, O-State. But who gives a shit? Godspeed to you and all, but I only care about the Sooners. So there you go. In Oklahoma. I don't know. We already discussed the worst of the puke oranges. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts. But I don't know. As long as I get to go see Nebraska play this year, and as long as I get to go to Lincoln next year, I'm okay so far. I'm okay with that. So we'll see how it all shakes out. And nothing's happening this year. So, you know, we'll definitely see for sure. Channel 9, y'all, News 9, that's all I gotta say about that. I'm not gonna bash them today, even though I totally could, and they have the weirdest commercials. With people with really weird hair. Like, I think that's what's so weird about some of these commercials that are on at Channel 9. And you know they got to, like, produce and film some of them, right? Like, you know that there's some, an apparently disgruntled makeup artist that is just, like, giving people this do, like, there you go, now go do your stupid commercial. It's like, oh, I don't like it, but oh well, we don't have time to redo it, so get out there and make the best of it kind of thing. Hilarious. Because that's what would happen to me. That's what they would do to me. Like, oh no, you look great. You look totally fine. So there's all kinds of things going on, and then you can go and look on our social media pages for any of these stories and make sure that you follow and like the Institute for Native Arts and Media. So one of the things that I saw this morning, and you know, now that the insurrectionists are starting to get their sentences, and the January 6th investigation is going on, There are so many different things that are swirling around. Okay, so we got to talk about the Pelosi Republicans, right? Okay, the Pelosi Republicans. So this is obviously like some kind of, you know, just rhetoric to you know, try to turn everybody against Liz Cheney, against Adam Kinzinger, who are the two Republicans that are sitting on the committee, and who were appointed by the Speaker of the House. So there you go. But Kevin McCarthy called them Pelosi Republicans. And I don't know if you know anything about Liz Cheney, but she's pretty dang conservative. Adam Kinzinger, pretty conservative. They are pro-life. They are, you know, they voted for the tax cuts for the wealthiest people. So yeah, like, no, they are very, very conservative. But I mean, well, we're gonna see how all of this plays out. And this and make no mistake about it, all of this is gonna ramp up. It's gonna continue to ramp up. I saw a Trump 2024 flag. So I guess the people are like the people who still had their 2020 flags up. I mean, they're breathing a sigh of relief now and not getting like ridiculed or whatever, but I don't know. Like we are definitely going to see how a lot of this shakes out. It's going to start getting to be a crazy time, folks. It's going to be a crazy time. But yeah, from the Pelosi Republicans. And then this is also on our social media pages. And yet another reason, like I keep having these friends. Apparently I'm in need of, like, my friends think I need to date. And, you know, I mean, I've thought about it. I think I should meet people organically and things like that. And I realize you have to leave your house at some point for that. But, I mean, I do. And I meet people and whatever. So leave me alone. But everybody's always like, you know, I'm getting like pressure now to try online dating sites because a lot of my friends have been on there, and we talked about it before, and you know I would attract the psychos. So this is from Dead State. It is on our social media pages, and the headline is Capitol rioter who used metal whip on cops is turned into FBI by a woman he matched with on dating app. And y'all know I would have turned him in too. Y'all know I would have turned him in. He'd been like, "Oh yeah, I was at the Capitol on January 6th and like, what were you doing there? Like, oh, I was, you know, protesting or whatever." Like, hell yeah. Like, I'm calling the FBI. I'm calling the field office right here in Oklahoma City. I'm calling them, and like, this dude on, you know, Farmers Only or what the fuck. He said that he was at the Capitol on January 6th, and it's like his profile picture. So kindly come and get this fool. But you know that there's people on those dating sites like that have those like political views. You know, I mean, like, I'm sure that there were other women that he would be matched with that would be all kinds of cool with that, right? Like, oh, that's like, that's my, what, that's my MAGA dreamboat? No, not your MAGA dreamboat. Oh, that just like, I made myself wretch on that because like all of these things started coming into my mind, like all of these images, like, I mean, I hope you're thinking about it too, like MAGA dreamboat and what that would actually mean and like the type of person that would be considered a MAGA dreamboat and Oh, Lord. you know, it's like those people who have the Trump tattoos. It's like the people like those, and not even good tattoos, right? So anyway, I could go on and on for 24 hours, but I shan't, because we have a lot going on and we've got a lot to do. And I do thank you for tuning in. This is a production for the Institute for Native Arts and Media. We're indigenous. We're independent. We're nonprofit media. And you're listening to That Damn Indian Show on Talk Jive Radio.